Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
I know we were talking about places to go last segment involving Herman and Jenny's questions. And for our e-block today, well, we're going to head on down to Jacksonville, Florida, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 79 in our ongoing series. It's a place located in the 27th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union back in 1845, known as the Sunshine State. And before we take you to the city that likes to be known as the Gateway to Florida, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, who actually is based in Florida as well, Travel Pro Luggage.
That's right. Robert and I are again going to be on the move with their Platinum Elite collection as we head to Chicago after the show today. And they've just added a new hard side addition to the Platinum Elite line. It's ultra durable, yet it's still really lightweight and it's built to last while being designed for ultimate convenience and effortless mobility.
Take your luggage for a ride and pick something new from one of their many product lines, as right now Travel Pro is offering their Buy More, Save More sale. Plus, you'll get free shipping at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. I'll look under sponsors.
All right, let's dive in to Jacksonville, as Michael Corrigan, the CEO of Visit Jacksonville, is already waiting for us on that show hotline.
Hello, Michael. Mary and I welcome you to today's Destination Spotlight on Jacksonville. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, and thanks for being a part of the show. So we mentioned that your city is often referred to as the Gateway to Florida, and frankly, anyone who's ever driven down I-95 will understand why that is almost immediately. I believe Jacksonville is the largest city in the contiguous United States. Candidly, nearby Amelia Island's a true gem. I'd even say it's still a bit of a hidden treasure down there when you look at all of Florida. People often think Orlando is the place to go with families in Florida for obvious reasons, but Jacksonville and families go really well together too, don't they, Michael?
They sure do. Jacksonville is the first major city you come to on I-95 when you're coming into Florida, and I encourage you to stop and check us out because we are a great leisure destination and looking forward to having many more visitors come see us in the future.
Michael, even though Jacksonville isn't located right on the beach, when I do think of your city, I definitely think of the beaches. Robert already mentioned beautiful Amelia Island, but you also have Ponte Verde Beach, you have Atlantic Beach. What do you find draws the most people to your area if they're seeking some sun and fun at the beach? And also, how's the summer going for you?
Well, I think there's two things that really draw them here. The 22 miles of white sandy beaches is obviously a huge draw because Amelia Island, our north, and Ponte Vedra, our south, both welcome visitors in, but they don't have as much beach point as we do. So even people that visit those communities often come down into the Jacksonville Beach area. And I think one of the biggest draws is the affordability. I think that you can come and have a great trip in Jacksonville Beach or anywhere in Jacksonville and compare that to your affordability around the state of Florida, and we're some of the best, most attractive rates that you can find.
Yeah, I think actually, you know what, I'm glad you brought that up because that's certainly something that we have experienced when we've been there. So football fans will be watching Jacksonville a little more closely this year with top pick Trevor Lawrence now on the team, plus Tim Tebow is looking to make a comeback. But I want to know, how's the golf in your area, Michael? I've never had a chance to play when I've been down there. I'm curious how it does compare to other parts of Florida where I have played. I mean, I've played in Miami and Orlando and Sarasota, Venice, those areas. But how's your area for golf?
I think you'd find in Jacksonville that golf's probably our number two attraction because we have so many great golf courses here in Northeast Florida that everything from an old public course, a Donald Ross designed public course, all the way up to obviously in neighboring St. John's County, we have the TPC Sawgrass, which was where the Players is played each year. So what Jacksonville offers is a variety of golf for any level of golfer and any, whether you want to go to the world's most famous architect or the world's most famous golf course, we have them both here in Jacksonville area.
Michael, I saw your Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra schedule, and it looks like it's going to be a busy season starting in September, so that's great for visitors and for residents. But anything you want to quickly share with our listeners in terms of arts and culture venues?
Well, starting with the symphony is a great place to go. The Jacoby Symphony Hall is one of the few full-time symphonies and an amazing symphony hall that's left in the country, and very, very proud of them. But we also have a number of museums that are sprinkled around, primarily near the downtown area, that have some world-renowned art, whether you're into traditional art or modern art. We have it all here, even including arts museums for the children that are more aimed at the youth in our community. So the diversity of the culture here is something that, you know, that I'm really proud of.
And you know, we can't talk about an area and not talk about food. So, because we always say food and travel go so well together. Give people a little taste of what Jacksonville's like.
Well, Jacksonville's got some of the top chefs in the country. It's I'm always amazed. I mean, part of my responsibilities is going out and enjoying restaurants here in town with groups and convention planners and stuff of that nature. And I even forget many times the great diversity of food that we have here, and not just food. And when you talk about food, and you also have to include the drink side of the world. And Visit Jacksonville has an incredible Jack's Ale Trail, which is an inventory of all the breweries, local breweries that we have in town. So we're promoting on a regular basis our great, unique restaurants and also our really cool breweries.
Well, give us one last question, and you've got about 10 seconds for this, but give us an interesting fact on Jacksonville that you think our listeners wouldn't know. What is it?
Well, we have more shoreline than anybody else, any other city in the country. So we talked about the 22 miles of beach, but come see the other 1,100 miles of shoreline that we have.
That's a very interesting fact to leave it with. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. Folks, if you want to find out more, there's certainly a lot to do there. Visit Jacksonville.com. We'll do it. Have a great weekend, Michael.
Enjoy your weekend.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Jacksonville, Florida, folks, that is number 79 in the series. A reminder, you can find all the places that we've covered on the homepage of our website. Just look under Destination Spotlight. Right now, that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. As we streak towards 11 a.m. Eastern time, we still have another busy new hour straight ahead. And after these messages, we'll all be back for hour two, and we'll be kicking it off with the National Communal Forum. Keep your radios locked in, folks, and we'll catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.